it's Madison Chase, and we are talking HBO's Insecure. And on episode number 4, Thirsty as Flip Flop, we had Jadenna and Yvonne Orji. So guess one of the two are in the audience. Stay tuned. You want to find out who?
Hey. Hey.
Go ahead,
Yvonne.
I ain't gonna
say. You just told him who it was.
Yeah, I did. She said she was a body bag queen. I've never seen anyone on the couch like that.
Oh, you acting like Rashida.
Who want to be the couch? Who want to be the couch?
So you guessed it. We have Ms. Yvonne Orji, a.k.a. Molly, in the house.
What up, gal?
Yes, we're so excited to have you. So
I'm excited to be here.
Yes, so
and we have a couple of questions that Jay said we have to ask.
Oh, yeah. Lord.
Sure.
Jay done set me up. You know what, Ms. Paula, this is not going to work. This was really nice.
This was really nice. Thank you for the cookie.
Why is Halloween trick-or-treating now?
You're like, no. Okay, but before we get started, we have a ghetto Wendy Williams shoe cam.
Okay.
So we need to see your shoes. What shoes are you rocking, Miss Yvonne Orji? Yes, yes.
Let me see. Yes. All boot fashion.
Yes, yes.
I don't know who I'm wearing. I don't know.
It's okay. We just have to do it.
You should have just named them. You say Laurent.
I was like, I think I'm wearing Marshall's finest.
Marshall's.
Most people say Marshall's, but I say Marshall's.
It's okay. Anything will work on the ghetto cam. So.
I know. Rude, you have an actual foot cam.
Exactly.
So why does it matter?
Why does it matter?
We're going to start at the top of the show. So I love that Jay was running. This is like fitness at its finest. I was like, yes, he's good. Why you roll your eyes, Cortez?
Oh, go ahead. No, and no, I was just loving how they had him running from the forum all the way over back to us. And I was like, how do you run from all the way over there?
He was really trying to get fit. He was like, I
got
to do this 26 miles.
I was like,
is it awkward for you to watch your son?
We've talked about that before, how there are times when I've seen him and I think, would he really do that? And I call him, like, you know, because I didn't like that. So I just want to clarify that you really wouldn't do that.
Like, so this is still just acting, right?
Right.
Right?
Right.
Okay,
right.
Cool.
Yeah.
Cool.
So I have called him on that before.
Okay.
Yeah.
Yeah. So we get an interesting, like, we have a little bit of a shower scene happening. Mm-hmm. And Paula had something to say.
I didn't wash my holy eyes. I did not.
Did you close? Take a sip of your water. Yeah. Sip it.
I told my husband, I said, his booty still looks the same. Okay.
Sorry, Jay. Like when you would change his diapers. Jay,
sorry,
your
bro.
Mama just put you on all the blast. Just know. She was checking for your birthmark and everything. She was like, yeah, it's still there.
Sorry, bro. Sorry, bro.
You can't take up for him.
You know what? He's going to tell me no more.
He's like, well, I was like, you can't watch episode 8.
Ooh. Yeah, I know.
Thank you.
Yeah, I've had to walk out on those. Yeah, that's a little too much.
That's
a little too much.
Good to know something.
I ain't say nothing.
You
I
didn't say
nothing.
Anything, but we could just imagine.
Can you?
Well, you already seen it in the game. Remember when he was laying on the bed when she walked in?
I didn't see that either.
See?
Yeah. He actually called me and told me.
But he didn't tell you this episode.
No, he didn't tell me that one.
He
did tell me for the game. He told me to be prepared. There was a nude scene. He said, I just want you to be prepared. Yeah. But I didn't tell my mother.
Ooh. I can't tell anybody my family.
And I got a phone call on that one.
You can't tell anybody? Let's talk about that.
Yeah.
Why can't you tell anybody in your family?
Well, first of all, my mom can't even stomach me cursing. She can't. She can't even, like, why are you doing so much? That's how it is.
And your mother is so sweet. Yes. I had the opportunity to meet her at the
premiere. Did Jay give you the picture?
Yes.
Of the three of us?
Yes.
Okay. Of the three of you guys?
Yes.
She is. So she's
all the moms got to take a picture together.
That's so sweet.
It was really cute. But my mom is like the most daintiest, prissiest, most conservative. I go to church 3 days a week. Like that's her. So, yeah, this was a shock. I mean, and, like, you know, like, Molly isn't, like, totally me either. No, so, it's, like, it's different. So, she's kind of like, wait, will you curse now? I was like, I don't curse now. I curse on the show.
It's my job,
like,
Mom.
You know, like,
did you prepare her? What did you do? How did you kind of...
Is there a way to prepare her?
Nah.
Yeah, you know, well, this is a funny story.
Let's hear it.
So, like, my roommate writes on Pitch, and Pitch is on Fox.
Pitch,
and
yeah.
It's like, you know, it's network, so yeah. They can't do but so much. Mm-hmm. So my mom is watching Pitch, and she's like, I really like this show. It's very family friendly.
You sound just like her. Oh, my God.
So she's, like, getting a kick out of it. Yeah. Mind you, this is, like, the day we're getting ready for the premiere. So she's getting her makeup done. My brother turns to Power on Stars. And so, you know, there's, like, sex and cursing. And so my mom was like, what is this? All this noise. This is just too much. It's too hot. So I was
this
like,
noise.
I was like, I gotta tell her, because in about an hour and a half, I'm gonna be saying these same words. So I was like, but Ma, you know, there's gonna be cursing on my show too. She's like, I hope not from you.
See what had happened was.
I hit up my very Jewish manager right quick, like, Jacob, I'm gonna need for you to come through. It's about to be a problem. And so he, like, took my mother's hand at the premiere and sat next to her and was like, just squeeze if it's too
hard. What a good.
But
good
then he
man.
Was like, but you just have to know, like it's not Yvonne, she's acting. I was like, are y'all in Lamaze class?
Okay.
Thank you.
So she's like, she's not ready for my scenes. And my scenes aren't even, you know, as gangster as other people's scenes. So.
Especially that one. No, but what did she say? What did she say about the woman you in the bathroom?
Yes, like, this nigga gave me this broken pussy. Jesus. Called him the N-word.
Oh, see, that was it. What's funny is What's funny is, I think I said, me and Jesus, we have an understanding. Me and Jesus, like, we kick it. Like, yeah. I'd be like, this is what we doing today? Like, that's how me and Holy Spirit talk.
Yeah.
So I think I had actually said it, and then Melina left. She was like, and then, or she pitched it, and I was like, okay, cool, because I could see myself saying that, like, come on. So that wasn't like an issue. If I had felt any kind of way, I was like, I will not be
right. Saying it. Yeah,
this way. But no, I was like, we're cool. He plays me all the time. I play him back.
But what did Mom say? Did she
didn't say anything about that. Oh. I feel like my mom was really just like trying to gauge everything. Mm-hmm. You know what I mean? It was like a lot at her. Mm-hmm. But now she's like in Nigeria, and I'm so scared because it's coming to cable in Nigeria.
Oh,
on the
So she hasn't even seen like each she just saw the premiere.
So God bless it, because my cousins are like, oh my gosh, we just saw your commercial. It's coming to DSTV on the 7th. I said, what? Awesome. Oh, wait.
Why?
Now, who sanctioned this? Who licensed this? So let's just say I hope I'm still in the will by Christmas.
Wow, that's so cool.
So has your father seen? Has your father?
We ham.
Like, is it time?
You know, my dad is he's a man of very few words. So my I don't know, y'all. Just
Wow. He's speaking tongues. So let's talk about, since we're already talking about your family, your mom and your dad, let's talk about First Gen, and then we'll get to the show.
Yeah.
Okay. Let's talk about First Gen. I know you worked with Marquita Bradley. Yeah. You had like a team of people. Yeah.
So and David Oyelowo is our executive producer.
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, so it's literally the story of my life. So I was working on First Gen before I built Insecure. And so essentially I was supposed to be the doctor of my family. And then I took organic chemistry, and I was like, "Does Zappa be lying?" And so after like deciding to myself that I didn't want to go to med school, I ended up getting my master's in public health, and so working overseas. And then of course I had to like stop being a punk and be like, "Hey, Mom, I'm gonna ruin all your dreams for me. But thank you so much for bringing me to America. Thank you for being selfless, but I'll be a little selfish." And then. I entered a pageant in like 2006, and then that's when I did comedy for the first time. It's like my talent. And then I remember the first time I got paid, I was like, oh, I'm never going to med school now. So I just got like $300 for a 3-minute set. Like, who else is doing this? And then I moved to New York and really like started the hustle and moved out here. So First Gen is like, it really talks about like the immigrant expectations put on children of immigrants when it comes to America. So you're like always battling this duality of like we have access to more dreams and the freedom of life in America, but we're still kind of like constrained to the expectations of our parents.
Now
and
you're the only daughter, right?
I'm the only daughter. I have three older brothers.
So are you the only one here?
No, we're all here.
You're all,
but one of my brothers moved back, so it was like the good son. He was like, "Daddy wants me to go to Nigeria," so I was like, "Really?" Of course, when he moved, my father was like, "Well, so you can all move." No, that's not my I didn't ask this. So yeah, so there's three brothers, and then me.
Okay. Awesome.
And all single, no grandkids, no husbands, no wives. So my mom is tripping.
Wow. So I know in one of your, I think it's the pilot episode, you talked about your mom trying to marry you off with the posters. Does she do that to your brothers too?
I think she allows them to date, but she definitely, like, my brother broke up with, like, his longtime girlfriend, and my mom was like, "Well, there goes the wedding I was planning." I was like, "But there was no engagement."
There was, that right? Exactly.
How are you planning the wedding? I'm so confused. So no, she just, like, lies in wait.
So does she get attach herself to your brother's girlfriends? Like, is she
absolutely? Yeah,
does she see? I keep this wall up.
Mm-hmm. I think that's good.
Until he tells me that's the one, I'm not interested.
And that's how I am with all of them. Like, the last girlfriend, I did kind of get attached.
It sounds harsh, doesn't it?
I said, "Oh wow." I mean, that's.
I don't mean it to be harsh. I don't mean it in a bad way,
but still be nice. But yeah, attached.
Yeah. Like, yeah. I mean, it's hard to invest energy and then you know what I mean. Yeah,
and if it's not the right person, you're like, "Oh, right."
And then I'm kind of hard to get to know anyway, like, because I kind of keep it close to the chest. So I just, you know, I just kind of feel like when he tells me he's ready and that's the one, and when he brings them around, then I know, you know, because he'll date for a while before he brings anyone home. So when he brings them around, then he's telling us that.
And I think
you better let your wall down.
That's the vetting process. Yes, like, he's doing the vetting process because he knows y'all. Yeah, when you come, it's like, "Oh, see, my brother's like."
He's trying to get him warmed up. Lord, my parents are going to embarrass me. So I'm trying to get you, make sure you're really in this with me, right?
Yeah, like, my brothers are different. Like, they'll bring a girl home, like, date three, and I'm like, "You know what that comes like, she thinks she's the one." Right. Like, yeah. Why? And he's like, "No, we're just super chill. Yeah. We just have to stop over before we get you have no context.
She's really cool. She's really cool. Yeah.
And meanwhile, she's like, "He gonna marry me, girl." Family.
And she's trying to be your friend, yeah, you're the sister.
And the whole time, I'm like, "Girl, you're not gonna be here next week." Like, so I put up the wall, because I'm like, until like she's around for like another like 5 months, I'm like, "Oh, you might be somebody. Hey, what's your name again?" Okay, cool.
When we got, she see you watch, she went, "Hey," you go from like, "Hey, hey."
Hey. My favorite part of that, like, the whole thing is when she dances off camera.
Off camera, yeah. Yeah.
Like, the beat was so good.
That was so funny to me.
She was scared with that.
Yeah, that's one of our favorite scenes. Now, let's get to Molly, because I was watching on Twitter. You and so, yes. Twitter. And because you guys were live tweeting on the show. And so people kind of, like, they're not really feeling Molly too much because...
When?
Yeah, I'm just saying.
Oh, last episode, they came for Molly.
Oh,
they
came. Last episode.
Nobody sent for them, but they came.
Yeah. I remember,
Because they really wanted the Enterprise guy.
Yeah.
I did too. Yeah. I wanted
would
Jared.
You do the Enterprise guy?
And see, that was the question that Jay said. Yes. Make sure you ask Yvonne. / Molly.
On that scene, because
he was happy to throw you under the bus.
So me and Jay have had conversations since. Jay's trying to get me married. My mother promised him a goat or some house. He's trying to get that chieftaincy title or that goat.
It's funny because sitting here looking at you now, like, when that scene, when he said that, the way you looked at him, I didn't see Molly. I saw Yvonne.
He was like,
When he said he didn't go to college.
did you really see Yvonne?
That was Yvonne.
How you know?
I saw you in the street, girl.
That was just really good acting. No, I think that was Molly processing.
She was processing it.
She was processing because I think in her mind,
but she didn't stop. It didn't stop her from kissing him,
right? Because here's the thing: she was trying to figure out. She was trying to figure out how she felt, and at the same time, how she felt about how her friends felt.
Mm-hmm.
Wow. So, you know, Molly by herself could maybe be like,
"Cool,
maybe let me give you this shot.
Yeah. I thought she was heavily influenced by the friends. Oh,
definitely. Yeah. For sure.
Because, you know, there's some bougie friends. Yeah. And so it's just kind of like, okay, well, I don't want to be judged harshly. And also it's like, well, my friends could be right. Like, they could want me to be with somebody more educated and high class and more seen because I'm that chick. So, yes.
But you see how it changed, though, because after... He said that, and then he said something. You kind of was like, he said a joke.
Oh, yeah. So
something about my coat hanger.
All the girls. He said, because I said, when dudes get a college degree, they act like everybody should be grateful for the opportunity to suck there.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm. And so when he says, you know, I don't feel like I missed out from anything in college, except for the opportunity.
Yeah.
And it was kind of like, he funny, you know? Mm-hmm. And I think why a lot of people were so... sad with Jared, especially when they see how Molly messed up in episode 4 with Dr. Bay, is that Jared just allowed her to be herself.
Right.
Like, Molly got
wasn't
issues.
Threatened by her. He you saw him genuinely caring for her, loved who she was.
The burrito on her face, and he didn't care.
Didn't care.
Yeah.
But some would argue, like, he has to be that dude. Mm-hmm. How he gonna check her without no college degree?
Right.
Like, you know what I mean? Some people would argue that, like, yeah, he has to not overcompensate, but he has to be that dude to be super facilitating because she's the chick that will run it.
But
in
personal life with my boy Jay now trying to get you married. To me, so
I don't
here's my
appreciate
thing.
What's happening right
here's,
now.
Here's my thing. Here's my thing. Like, I did not go to college.
Okay.
But I feel like in 2016, I don't want to bite my lip when I say this, bite my tongue when I say this, but I feel like these days there is, education is great. It is amazing to have. But if you have the hunger and the eager and the passionate and you have something that you're passionate about and you're actually going out there and working towards it, that's a difference. And if you have that heart, that's a difference. And to me, Jared has that.
Jared work at Enterprise.
So he work at Enterprise because he said...
did he say he was trying to own franchises?
But
didn't come out.
But,
if he was an entrepreneur and didn't go to college and was successful...
Because here's the thing. Mark Zuckerberg dropped out.
And that's what I'm saying.
Right.
Like, if I brought home... It's the level of success. So, like, it's like he ain't got no degree and he work at Enterprise. Like, if he didn't have a degree and my man was like, yo, I own 3 Chick-fil-A's, he's like, well, go turn up. You know, like there's a difference, but it's like you and how you start. It's like, I don't, what are we doing?
And so how do you regulate the heart? The heart wants what the heart wants. So if
you talking Molly? Are we talking about
Molly? Yvonne.
Let's just put Yvonne on the hot seat. I want to
put what kind
Yvonne
of couch is this?
On the hot seat.
She said, that's on the wrong couch. I don't like this leather couch.
Go ahead, take a sip. We'll wait. Go ahead.
Oh, but that's funny.
I honestly don't appreciate what's happening here.
Jay did that to you.
We
shout
love
out to Jay.
We love him. Where's my phone? There's nothing but love in this room.
I'm about to test and be like, ninja. And not in those words.
I know, right?
What was the question?
You asked him.
No, I asked it. I said, how do you regulate the
heart? The heart, yeah.
Well, I mean, I think it's all about kind of taking time to, like, really assess character. Mm-hmm. Like, there was one dude that, you know, I was introduced to, and I was just like, he don't sound like he read. He don't sound like he read books. He don't sound like, you know what I'm saying? And I can't, like, you can hear that. And I'm just like, again, my parents are African. Yeah. Like, they left their country to bring us here. Yeah. They put me through boarding school and 2 different degrees. So it's like, what? Like, if you know what I'm saying? So it's like, I know I'm not getting married for them, but at the same time, I know that they have an expectation, and as do I. Mm-hmm. And again, but to your point, absolutely, just because you have a college degree. I know a lot of dumb college dudes. Yeah. I know a lot of college dudes.
That's true.
That I'd be like, kill yourself. Right. I'm not dating you. Yeah. Like,
and they got bad credit.
Okay.
Just because Sally may not come in for your coin.
Wow.
Right?
Pretty much, yes.
But then I know another dude I like asking this question to every dude that I go on a date with. I say, you know, if like there were no, if there were no limits, like money was not an option, like what would you do? Like, what's your path? Like,
that's
what's
a great question.
One thing? Because for me, like that assesses your passion level,
it's kind of
your
initiative.
Drive,
you're looking for the initiative and drive.
Like, what's that?
Yeah, that's
and
fair.
I remember this dude was just like, I will coach Little League basketball, and I was like,
check, please.
You could do that on Saturday, like right now. Like, right, why aren't you? And then he was like, oh, there's no money. I was like, but then why don't you just, like, I don't know, volunteer and see what happens.
Yeah.
And I just was like, you know, you can cover up a lot of stuff. If the dude's not attractive, you can make him look cute. Mm-hmm. Just get some good clothes. Mm-hmm. You can't cover up, like,
you can't fix
it. You can't cover up lack of initiative, lack of drive. It's just like, I'm going to get one day be real frustrated, like, so you still not going to do nothing? Like, where did this come from? Like where
Issa.
Did it?
Like Issa, yeah.
What if he has a business plan?
I got a plan. Do the business.
Right. So, you know what I'm saying? I didn't raise him that way, just so y'all know.
She has been said in every show. Well, I didn't raise him.
I know Jay personally. Jay is, I'm almost like, Jay, you African? Jay, like, I got another business here. I got, you know, I'm flipping this house. I'm like, so you just don't want to be an actor? You just want to have 18 different things in mind? Cool. No, you did not raise him that way. But yeah, so for me, as Yvonne, you know, I like a person who's nice, who's caring, who has drive, and who can respect my strength, but also has strength in himself.
Right. So it's not about a piece of paper for you.
No, it's what that paper represents. Cause somebody told me when I got my master's, they were like, your master's doesn't mean that you're intelligent. It just means you have the capacity to go maybe like a step beyond other people, like what it says about your character. And I was like, I wish y'all would have told me that before.
Exactly.
I probably would have done it, but
spent all that money.
So but it's just like what it represents to you. And like there are people who have... you know, there are people who have that drive and initiative without the paper, but then it's like, okay, what else do you have?
Mm-hmm.
Because
I know a lot of people that have masters and they have absolutely no initiative, no drive. They're still sitting in the same place they were when they started that process. And that's just like mind boggling to me. I know when I got mine, I spent a lot of time and hard work and I was going to make it pay off. Right.
Yeah.
That's the whole point of
going
getting
a master. Yeah. To get one completed. Yeah. And I think, what were you going to say?
I was just going to say there is the argument that people who don't have the drive and initiative stay in academia because they don't have
too.
To.
Yeah, because I know professional
because then they don't
students.
Ever have to take a risk. It's like, this is the next step. This is the next step. Yeah. It's scary to go out into the world and to really like have the drive and initiative to do something that's not just research in the guarded area of like academia.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. And I think, because again, Jay and I always have this conversation, like, I think that men of past, like, they were taught, like, different things. They were taught how to be shippers. They were taught how to, like, woo a woman. Like, because he was asking, he was like, who teaches the guys today how to talk to a girl?
And I try to with my friends. I really do, because my parents, my father is very militant. And he taught me a lot about that. So I still, to this day, my friends, even if we're dating or not, I open your door.
Yeah.
I do all that. It's just me. I still
You're
do those things. And my friends, like, I see them catching on. They be like, oh, Cortez do it. Because at first they'll make fun. They be like, oh, you trying to get that. I'm like, no. Like,
why does that equate? Like, why can't you just be a good human? Yeah. Why don't you just, like, open up a door? But, like, I don't know if it's rap music or just, like, I don't know what it is that, like, the fact that you would see a guy being a gentleman and be like, oh, you trying to smash?
Yeah.
No, I'm actually just opening the door for, like, that's all it means.
But the problem is with me is that the women these days actually see it that way. I was at the, I was in, off of Merrill's and in Valet waiting for my car, but this girl car came up and she was in a Porsche. And she had on heels. And I like the fact, to me, I look at small things. I like the fact she didn't take her heels off to drive a Porsche. It was like the fast one that you have to, like, really shift. So I was talking to my friend, but as I was talking to my friend, I was walking behind her, and she kind of saw me, but she didn't see me. So I literally just opened the door, but I was still talking to my friend, and she was like, what are you doing?
Right.
Get in the car. And she was like, oh, my God. And she let the window down and was like,
thank you.
I don't even know what to say. She didn't know what to say. She didn't even say thank you. She was just like,
it's the cycle of abuse. When you have been battered emotionally in relationships for so long.
And when you date online, too. I think that is...
Come on, the league.
The league. Let's talk about the league.
Do you know I tried to download the league, like, after the exercise?
I did, too.
And I was like, the devil is a liar. I don't need this.
I did, too.
Well, because a friend of mine did it. She was like, let's do it together. And because I'm not, like, in LinkedIn or something like that, they wouldn't let me go. I was like, see, that's Holy Spirit. I was like, girl, you went this by yourself. I was like, I'm so sorry.
So we had Ben Corey Jones and Tijana Hill.
Yeah, Ben is in the league.
Yeah, yeah. So
you're bougie, Ben.
We appreciate it though. I definitely appreciate it.
Exactly. But I really wanted to know, what was the process of like when you got onto this project? Like, how did, because we like Ben told us, like, she just texted him, hey, you want to write on this show? You know what I'm saying? So what was, how did you become
Bobby? Like I said, I was legitimately preparing to like throw in the towel, leave, and go back to Maryland, and be like, "This is where dreams come to die." Wow. Oh yeah, I like it. It got because I moved here in 2000. I came in for an internship in 2011.
Okay,
I moved here in 2012 officially, and you know, you come, but it's like that new opportunity. You're like, I'm gonna maximize opportunities. Mm-hmm. I'm out here in these streets. I'm a hustler by nature. Like, I don't know how to sit. Mm-hmm. I don't know how to be Lawrence. Mm-hmm. We gonna make something happen, and for, you know, and not just for make something happen sake, but like, mm-hmm. I'm gonna be very strategic and targeted. I'm gonna do my part. Mm-hmm. So if nothing happens, it's not for lack of trying. It's like, well, somebody made a mistake. And so like around 2013, 2014, like I got like really good opportunities, but then like the end of 2013, beginning of 2014, there were like three opportunities back to back that just kind of like fell, like crippled me. Mm-hmm. And it was like the first one, you're like, all right, cool, you know, dust the shoulders off. Try again. Oh, okay. The third one, you're like, you know, I'm gonna just stay down. Mm-hmm. Right, right. I done got back up.
Yeah.
And so I found myself, it was like October of 2014, I was like, this is it. I'm crying on Sunset Boulevard. Mm-hmm. I was like, I'm going home. I'm just like, God, you failed. Mm-hmm. Your track record sucks right now. and he was like, nah, what's in your hand? And I was like, these questions you asked that are rhetorical. I don't have anything in my hand. That's why I'm crying. I went to sleep. I woke up the next day and I read like the most obscure verse in the Bible. It was like Psalms 31:15, and it was like, I will yet trust you because my time is in your hands. And I was like, okay. Trust and you, I literally told guys that you got one more shot. Like, that's why I could talk to him. Like, I was like, you got one more shot, Jesus. Like, between me and you. And I remembered that I had this project, First Gen, that I was like working on. So I was like, all right, we're going to do this. So I started writing it. Then I said, you know what, we're going to have to shoot it because no one's really heard African voices, like, without making them a caricature. So I want them to be like the neighbors next door.
Right.
And so then we were working on shooting it. So this is now like December, January of 2015. Issa randomly hits me up. And I'm like, Issa and I had known each other like through the comedy world. Like, I would host events, I would perform, and she and her friends would come see. So we had like that mutual, like, girl, you doing it. Let's do it together.
I like that.
And
yeah.
So she hit me up via email and was like, hey, you know, it's not out yet. HBO is going forward with my show. I think you would really be great for the role of Molly. Just, you know, look out for that. And I was like, oh my gosh, thank you for even considering me. Mm-hmm. But like, again, this was January. In my mind, I'm thinking like, okay, it's gonna happen in like 2 weeks, right? 2 weeks. So I'm like,
I always do that. Yo, when someone tells me something, I'd be like, yo, this is gonna happen like right
it's
now.
It's gonna happen right now. But the next thing I heard about Insecure was in July.
Wow.
Whole month on my Tony Braxton's it. Like, it was like such a long time.
Yeah.
And in the process, we done shot First Gen, we released it, we were pitching. So legitimately, it was like, oh, okay, I was doing my home thing, and then, oh, I see the breakdown. I was like, Issa, is this the same thing you were talking about? She was like, yeah, I didn't think you were still interested. I said, I'm like, yeah. She was just like, because you're doing your own show. I was like, I am. However, ain't nobody cut me a check. This is like, y'all got a script you about to produce. So I auditioned 5 times. It was crazy, and each time I've been doing comedy for 10 years, and I'd say comedy is my gateway drug, and I always wanted to act, but it was like no one was giving me an opportunity. Mm-hmm. You know, like that moment where you think like, I could do this, I could do this, I could do this. Mm-hmm. And then you get the opportunity to do it. It's like, I hope I can do this.
Me too.
I don't know. Because people went to school for this. I didn't have a formal training as an actress, but like, comedy's in my stage. And like, I would watch TV and just be like, I don't believe that actress. Why don't I believe that actress? Mm-hmm. And then like, try to learn from what you're watching. Like, it's like, it was a different kind of a class for me. So after every audition, I would just text her, like, you know, I don't want you to feel obligated. Like, listen, if it was not me, it's cool. I appreciate the opportunity. She'd be like, what are you talking about? I was like, because you know what I'm saying? If it's not me, it's cool. And she was like, no, you're fine. Just keep doing what you're doing. I was like, because that's all I know to do. Like, I hope that's enough. And I remember the test, our chemistry read was the fourth episode, was the fourth audition. And I remember walking out of the chemistry read like, yo, if it's not me, I don't know what they want. Like, cause I'd given it, like, it was nothing. Cause it was like, Issa was right there. We're like, mm-hmm. chemistry read. And like, we had good chemistry because we're both like real silly and just laughing for no reason. And just even the scene, because we, one of the scenes was like the fight scene. And it was just, we were just vibing. So the fourth audition, I was like, yo, son, I think they love me. I love it. And we're so close. I left the HBO test. Like, it's all right. Like, you know, we got this far, and you know, like, I left crying because I was like, I didn't make it. Right. Like, because it was like, it was three of us. It was like a dark auditorium. It's a whole bunch of people in suits.
Just looking at you.
Nobody's giving you any energy. I think at one point I heard Prentice and Melina give me like a pity laugh. Like, I was just like, oh, y'all are sweet. Cool. And I remember telling myself, I said, Yvonne, pretend like you're on a comedy set right now and you're bobbing, but we finish our set. Mm-hmm. We finish strong. That's good. And like, I literally like tuned them out and was like, I'm gonna give these lines. Like, I've been giving them because that's all I know how to do.
Mm-hmm. Awesome.
And y'all want to hear the story about how I found out?
Mm-hmm. Yes, let's hear it.
So after I cry, like, I'm in my car, like 15 minutes goes by, and I remember the friend of mine works at HBO, so I was like, oh, I should probably tell him.
Shannon?
Yes, Shannon. Okay. I was going to put her on front of you. Shannon Chambers, Bashir's wife.
Madison is wearing
like, Shannon. I was like, sorry. Oh, well, sorry about that. Okay. HBO's watching.
All right, you want to change the story of how you found
okay,
out.
Okay, let's go back. Rewind.
So yes, a friend of mine works at HBO, so I was like, oh, let me go back up there and, you know, just say hi, even though I'm like, you know, crying or whatever. But as I was in my car crying, like, I heard Holy Spirit say, you don't even know what I'm doing behind the scenes. Mm-hmm. And I think that like comforted me mm-hmm. to just be like, okay, well, if it's not this, that's fine, because mm-hmm. it'll be something else. Like, it was just like that piece of like, whatever's gonna happen is gonna happen. Like, if it's this, cool. If it's first gen, cool. Mm-hmm. Like, we gonna make it. We're not the mm-hmm. same place where we were, but you know that moment where you're like, I want it. Like, yeah. I'm so close. Mm-hmm. Like, ah.
Especially after all of that.
Yeah. After all that, because
it's like
July 7th to August like 25th or 22nd. Yeah. So it was like a month and a half. So I go back upstairs, and at this point, like, because I had spent so much time in my car, like, the auditions were over. So if you go to the HBO, it's like a clear, it's a clear glass. So all the people from the auditorium were in the lobby, and I was like, oh, why does it have on a cobalt blue dress and a blonde straight wig? Like, so you won't see me. So I look at the guard who sits outside. I was like, sir, I'm sorry, I'm just gonna hide behind you. No, don't worry, I'm not trying to hide.
Did you really? Really?
These are facts. Like, I'm not even. I can't even make this up. So I'm like, at, like, please come downstairs, like, it's a bad look. So Issa and Prentice come out, and Issa's like, hey girl, I was like, what? Hey. And she was like, are you still here? I was like, I'm not lurking, I'm waiting for someone. She was like, for Shannon? I was like, yeah. She was like, oh, she just went back upstairs. I was like, wait, what? And so I'm like, why did she go back upstairs? So then Issa was like, all right girl, well, have a good weekend, because it was a Friday, so I was like, I ain't get it. Because I was like, Issa didn't wink, Issa didn't do nothing. She was like,
I don't
know.
Give me an up.
Give me the
She was supposed to like twink her eyes.
She was like, all right, well, have a good weekend. Bye. And then the elevator door closed. So I was like, ah. But then I'm like, now it's awkward for her, because like, if I didn't get it, she got to see me. Like,
yeah.
So then I'm like, okay, keep it cool. So then I see Melina and another one of the executive producers coming out. I don't even turn around. I'm still facing the wall behind the guard by now. I'm like, nope, they're not going to ask me no questions. And then finally, the casting director, Vicky Thomas, and her two assistants come out. And Vicky was like, Yvonne, you still here? Vicky. I'm trying to tell y'all, I'm not lurking. I'm waiting for that. So they're waiting for the, right? They're waiting for the elevator. And one of her, I see her assistant, like, lean over in her ear and say something. And then Vicky turns around and says, okay, well, have a good weekend, Yvonne. I said, oh, thank you, Vicky. Then the elevator doors open. She's walking, and she turns around, and she's like, because you booked. And I was like, ah! And then, like, I pick up the assistant and I proceed to, like, twirl her around. She's not a real human being because she was, like, 4'5". So I'm like, I'm so sorry, Hannah. I apologize. And I was like, what? And Vicky was like, yeah, you worked hard. You deserved it. And, like, that was it. Like, Vicky, if you ever meet Vicky, like, this is how she tells you you're funny. The first audition, she was like, you're good. You're really funny.
Wow.
And I'm like, Vicky, most people laugh.
Yeah. Right.
People give you, like, emotion. Yeah. Like, do you know what?
I would have tested Issa, like, Issa, oh, so that's how you really feel? Right. That's how you're going to do me? Like, that's how you're going to do me? Wow. That's messed
up.
Awesome.
But that's how I found out. And I was just like, and then, like, Shannon came down and we had a cry together. Because the thing is, like, Shannon knew me when I first moved to New York. And she worked at NBC at the time. And I did the NBC Center for Diversity. So she see me, like, mm-hmm. as this new New Yorker trying mm-hmm. to do comedy. And then, like, now, like, book an HBO show mm-hmm. as a series regular. So that was, like, a beautiful moment that we could share. And then she was just like, of course I couldn't come down. Like, I work here. I was like, well, then why
you should tell me? Shout out to HBO. Let's get into this episode.
Let's get back to the episode. I want to talk about the date that you went on with Dr. Bay, because I feel like you didn't know that he was trying to give you a signal about you being a little too dominant, because you said, well, it's the small things. It was the small things. I was like, uh-oh, she doesn't realize that.
That's part of Molly's problems. Molly mistakes. Hashtag Molly mistakes.
Molly mistakes. M&M's. So I have a question to everyone, because I felt he was genuine when he was like, I'm glad this wasn't a one and done.
Oh,
like,
he was very genuine at that point.
Really
at that
point. You know, but the fact that she went nitpicking, like, obviously a big turnoff, but did he, I mean, I just feel like she's clearly not getting it. What could he have done?
No, he couldn't have done anything, because at that point he was like, oh, this is who she is.
Right. Yeah. Right.
So he checked out. That, he did what he was supposed to do. He was like, okay.
Exactly. Yeah, you saw how he was holding that glass. Right. He was like,
yeah, that's enough.
Yeah.
Like, but should he have explained himself in a text?
No. It's too early. It was only their third date. And I have a joke where I say, every date, like, either the guy or the girl has the, we not gonna make it.
That was his moment. And that's not a joke. That's for real.
Because he said it the first time, like, oh, man, I was really busy. Mm-hmm. Like, you were like, oh, okay. Well, I'm glad you got rest. Like, that's how that should have ended.
Yeah. But and you just kept going in. Molly kept going in.
Molly just kept going. And it was just like,
And then even, you know, even just to settle under the breath, she was not going to let that go.
She wasn't going to let it go. Mm-hmm.
Because then it's not just her saying, this is what I expect. Mm-hmm. Like, it's beyond this is what I expect. It's like, it's not a bad thing for you to expect a callback or whatever, but it's like, when you expect things. Mm-hmm. And
to make sure that someone gets home safe on the
No. On the first date, tell me, like, if I say, hey, text me, like, I hate when people dislike when people say, well, I'll call you when I get home. I'll let you know I made it home or whatever. And they don't. That really bothers me.
Are you from down south?
Yeah, that's a southern thing.
You're a southern
Yeah, that's a southern thing.
I lived in Atlanta
thing.
For like six
years. Yeah. I feel the same way, but we don't know if they made a promise.
But see, don't know. But,
no, it wasn't a promise.
When Molly said, well, I just want to know if you made it home safe, like, I was like, that's genuine.
That could be cute.
But does she really?
She did.
Yeah.
But also, it could have been both ways. It could have been a genuine, but it could have also been, he could have proceeded, like, keeping tabs.
Right.
What if I let you to go somewhere else? Don't worry about it.
Yes.
So, like, guys don't know how to process that because it's so early, but I think she genuinely was. That's the thing, like, Molly does things because it's all she knows to do.
But one of the great things that I love about Molly is, even though, right, this is always the challenge, we can't see the forest for the trees, she can't see her own life, but I love the way she checks Issa.
Absolutely. Mm-hmm.
Like, what are you doing, right? She sees what Issa is about to, she's venturing down this path, and she can't figure out where she's going or why she wants to do it.
Achilles'
And then
dick.
She has, you know, she has this great guy on the side, you know, and all relationships have, you know, bumps in them. If you're in one that's genuine, it's going to last, you're going to hit some tough spots and you got to figure out how to get through it.
I think Molly is just like, yo, I'm out here in these streets. You don't want this
You don't
life.
Want this, yeah.
You don't want, like, hold on to what you got and make it amazing.
Figure it out, right.
Like, figure this, like, don't sabotage. Like, I feel like if Molly was in a dead-end relationship, she would still be like, but you know what, girl, I could change him. You know what? We just learn to cook. Or girly, like, she would be that chick probably still in the now, maybe equally as unhappy as Issa, but like, but I got a man. And, you know, we're going to work it out.
Right.
You know, she's like a hopeful romantic in that way.
Yeah.
So for her, it's just about catching the guy. Like, catching the guy. And I think that's why a lot of people, again, were really upset with the whole Jared thing, because Jared said, like, I like it when you take control. Like, I like I like that about you. Yeah. So that
conversation, he came across so as a good guy just anyway, right? Yeah. Just kind of a very good and confident in who he was.
Like, he made, because there are some guys who wouldn't have gone to college or who do work at Enterprise and would be around the circle. Are you pointing at me?
I don't work at Enterprise.
Why are you so sensitive?
Because I've been trying to date ladies. It's hard.
Up here. He's
yelling at me.
It's hard. I'm just kidding. It's hard out here for everybody. Especially in LA.
But no, like, but there would be those guys. Because even me and, again, me and Jay talk about this all the time. Like, the biggest thing I don't like is when either someone says you're too picky or they say, you know, guys are just intimidated. Well, you know, grow a backbone.
Yes.
Because I just, you know, who are these weak-willed dudes that they are creating? Mm-hmm. Like, in the, what happened?
The pretty boys. That's who it
it's
is.
All of them.
No, I don't think it's pretty boys. I also think it's men who don't want to date what they see their mothers to be. Like, they don't want to date the woman that's going to tell them what to do. And then some guys do want to date the woman that's more controlling and going to be like their mothers.
That's this. Well, we can ask Paula this. I was going to say this because we can ask Paula this because this is 30 years in the making right here.
I got to excuse me.
35. See, she corrected me.
Give her all her years. Give her all her years. Because, again, I don't know if Jay talked about this on the last show, but he was saying how there was a report done. And a woman's biggest fear is, like, getting killed by a guy. Mm-hmm. And then a guy's biggest fear is getting laughed at by a woman. Yep. And I'm like, so.
Getting laughed at.
Yes.
So we over here trying not to get strangled in our sleep. Yes. And y'all just don't know how to handle a chuckle. So, like, we literally had this conversation. Yeah. And I was like, so let me get this straight. this is who we're supposed to be like waiting for. Mm-hmm. Wow. The dude who can't take being chuckled at, like his home thing. So like when you're battling that, because I really was like, guys are always afraid of the put down, so they're like, well, we're just not gonna approach anybody, and then girls are like, guys don't talk to me. Guys don't like come
they
up to me.
They don't try.
And I'm just like, y'all get put down because y'all go to the model chick who look like this all night. And something in your mind says, I got shots. And then you feel real salty when she was like,
who are you?
We not gonna make it. But the girl, like the rest of us normal people, not to say that bottles aren't normal, but I'm just saying, the rest of us who are just like, hi, oh my God, I love your sweater, it's really pretty. Are you from LA? Or you're right. Oh, that's great.
Yeah.
Oh, you don't want to talk to me? Okay. And so it's like, we're the ones giving you the open invitation to at least try.
But
that's too much.
Okay. Right. I really wanted us to also talk about the Rashida situation.
That's what we were getting ready to talk about.
Because am I the one that didn't feel bad when she was walking by and Rashida was like, and I was
in the conference room.
But Molly tried. Molly walked by and was like,
I tried.
But I would have been walked by like.
So does Molly feel, I know, so does Molly feel the pressure of they might be the only two people of color in the firm?
Absolutely. I mean, that was part of
because that's how I felt Molly felt when she was walking by.
I love the way how she handled it, though. How she went in and told her.
Yeah. I mean, in episode three, the fact that, like, as the only person of color in this firm, she's curated the expectations of how they can handle a person of color.
Right.
And, you know, when you are the only woman, only guy, only person of color, whatever, you set the tone.
Yep.
You're like, okay.
That's right.
So the next person's like, more of that, please. More of that, please. And so when somebody who deviates from that tone, it's just like, this is different. And it doesn't necessarily have to be a bad difference. Right. It's just different.
Right.
And so people need to figure out how to process that. But Rashida was so comfortable in herself and in her skin in a way that probably Molly isn't. Mm-hmm. Or Molly just knew, like, yo, this is a game that we're in.
Right.
And you got to learn to play the game. Like, you can't play football.
There's two sets of rules. No doubt about it.
And so, and I think that when she did it on her own, it was like, I'm trying to protect my brand, but I'm also trying to protect you.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
So, and when Rashida was bucked back, she was like,
I was who I am at my interview. I was getting my,
exactly.
And I was just like,
so I think in this episode, when the boss comes to talk to Molly, it's like, it was cool when I wanted to do it on my own. Yeah. But now that you expect me to be able to do this, because...
Well, it shouldn't, because then it sets this whole tone of... Because
what's the next one?
You interviewed her. You know what she's like. You interviewed her. You brought her in here. And I love your... I think you said, I'm not the Molly... What did you say?
I'm not the house Molly.
I'm not the house Molly. Yeah. Yes. I love that.
Here
I
to
love
tell
that.
All the other... All the other... Well, that's the thing
that
I'm wrong or something like that.
Mm-hmm.
So,
yeah. That
what
was...
Jocelyn Hernandez says, Molly
Maid. I'm Molly the Maid, yes. You got to say it with that one. That's exactly yes, yes, yes.
I love all the nicknames. It's like Tasha is now Tasha the Teller.
Tasha the Teller, yes.
Oh, yeah. We
didn't even talk about Tasha.
I know, but I was going to say that about the whole mother thing when you were saying, like, you know, you, until he comes to you and say, that's the one.
Yeah.
Because I was watching Love and Hip Hop for the first time.
Mm-hmm.
And the
don't
whole
tell
Lyrica,
nobody.
Why do you have to, like, press that for the first time?
Because that was a lie.
Yeah.
The Lyrica, the Lyrica situation with her mom and A1 is like how they're like fighting, the moms are fighting situations, and because they don't want their kids to marry each other.
Okay.
Like, that's the whole big thing. I was like, well, I hope that's not what's going to happen with you and, you know, all that situation.
You mean?
Is that what you were saying? You were just saying, like, hey, until he comes to me and say, Mom, this is the one, then that's the one.
Yeah, I mean, like, when he's dating, you know, we've gone out, we've gone on vacation with him and someone that he's dating before, but... Like, until you tell me that's the one, I'm kind of a guarded person anyway.
Mm-hmm.
So I'm slow to get to know you because I invest in people. I invest for the long term. And so, sometimes I feel like also I don't want to overstep boundaries. I respect, his dad and I do not get into his personal business. We respect those boundaries. And so I think, I feel like we have a good relationship because of that, because he will come and talk to us about certain things because he knows we're going to be extremely honest and we're not going to overstep those boundaries. So I wait for, I know the signs with him, obviously, long enough now, right? That when there's someone that he is interested in, you know, or because he could be dating and I might never ever meet them. But when he takes the time, you know, to slowly start to bring them around the family, I know that that's my signal that I've got to start to warm up.
Yeah.
And how I feel about the person, to me, if Jay tells me that he cares about somebody and loves somebody, I'm looking at how they treat him.
Yeah,
how
absolutely.
They treat him, and one day how they may be treating my
grandkids.
There's
some actors out there. There's some actors out there.
Exactly. Yes.
So, like, yes.
So,
yes.
Hey, Lee Vaughn, we want to know where we want to know where we can find you on all your social media handles. Where can we find you?
At Yvonne Orji, Yvonneorji. Get your mind out.
And when is First Gen coming out? And Rock Your Stance. So you didn't
rock
get a chance to...
Yeah, Rock Your Stance. www.rockyourstance.com. What else is going on? FirstGenShow.com. When is First Gen coming out? Girl, I don't know.
We'll be watching
for it. Ain't nobody paid me for that yet either. So,
it's coming.
It's coming. Like,
yeah.
I'm so excited because even, like, when I do, like, the press and stuff for the show, that, like, people...
They're talking about
That's how some people found out about me because, like, I said, it had already gone out before Insecure. So they were like, oh, man, so does this mean we're not going to get that now that you're on this other thing? So,
do we have time to do the video we did?
We don't, because they're telling us to wrap. So, Yvonne, we actually reenacted your scene, so I'm going to put it up on our Instagram, YouTube page. So
we've been
recreating.
I know.
We did the bathroom scene.
We're trying to stand up. Let's
play
it. Let's
play it.
He's
going
to play it for us.
Okay.
Real quick.
Wait, hold on.
Why are you like Tina Turner, though?
Jesus isn't conspiring against me.
Attention! We need attention!
Thanks
to Miss Paula Bryan Ellis. She edited it. We were like really trying to figure it out. So,
I
tried.
Please tell me that because I will put that on all of my
interwebs. Why do you look like Tina Turner from
I was giving you my.
Was that Frantic?
No.
sounds frantic to me because that's real life for me. Oh,
Man, we gotta get you. Are you dating somebody?
No, we're gonna talk after this. So yeah. Mm-hmm. So One Mad Chase, you can find me on YouTube at One Mad Chase, on Instagram Madison Chase Fitness, on Twitter Madison Chase Fit, and my co-host, let them know where they can find you.
I am Paula Bryant Ellis, and you can reach me on Twitter and Instagram, P Bryant Ellis.
Nice, and you can reach me on all social media handles as Cortez G West.
And I'm Oriana Leo. You can find me on Twitter at Miss Oriana Leo or Instagram Oriana Leo. I'm also hosting the Divorce After Show if you're into any of the other HBO shows.
Yeah. Yvonne, I'm so glad you came.
Yeah, I'm so happy to have
Molly
you.
And Yvonne are just like...
They're two different people.
Completely. So, episode 5, we'll get back to episode 4 because this was all about Yvonne Orgy and Miss Molly on HBO Insecure. Yes. Yeah, we had a ton of fun. Thank you for coming.
Thank you. For having me, guys.
Thank you.
Bye, guys.
Bye-bye.
From executives Kevin Undergaro, Dario Kristen, Tiana Hobson, and the entire BHL staff, we would like to thank you for supporting Black Hollywood Live, the first online broadcast network dedicated to African-American entertainment. For questions and comments, contact us. info@blackhollywoodlive.com. Like us on Facebook, tweet us, or Instagram us at BHL Online. And I am the official voice of Black Hollywood Live, Scipio. Instagram me at KingXOBay. Thanks for tuning in. The views expressed here are those of the host only and do not necessarily reflect the views of BHL or its owners or principals.